Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
Let's get some help.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't off, right? Julie Bowen.
Thank you.
Mighty, Modern Family.
I was like, yeah, you're right. That is her. I didn't even realize. I was like, oh, yeah.
Where was she?
Huh?
Where was she?
She was the girl that worked for the tour that Happy Gilmore ended up with at the
She's
end
the
of the
PR lady. Yes, she's the PR
yes,
lady.
Yes, that, yes.
She
yes.
was the PR lady. That's yes. that's Julie Bowen.
Yes. Both great. Both great roles. So she's gonna be in Gilmore too, though. Has to be, right?
Well, and that's she's
gonna
be bigger now. Yeah,
Is Happy Gilmore 2 going to just be on Netflix because he has the big Netflix deal, or is it going in theaters? Because that's a big hit. Like, people are gonna want to see that.
People would rather stay home during when is it coming out? Is it during the holidays?
I don't know.
Because if it's coming out like during the holidays, people would rather stay home during holidays and just watch Happy Gilmore and laugh. People don't like going to the theaters no more, bro.
What? It just says sometimes in 2025.
I'm going to see that. I'm going to see Red One.
Is that the Santa Rock movie?
Yeah.
That's on Netflix.
You're a child.
No, it's not.
What? Yeah, it's a Netflix movie.
I thought it was on.
It could come out of the theater, but you can see it on Netflix.
The
Rock's got to deal with Netflix, man.
Let's see. It says Amazon Studios. You sure, dude?
It's not. Yeah. No, dude, that's not going to be on Amazon.
I think it's in the movies.
Yeah.
It'll probably be on Amazon in like 2 weeks, though.
No, I got to go. I want to make the candy run.
Is this an appropriate Christmas movie for my son?
I don't know. He'll like it because it seemed like a whole bunch of fighting some creepy animals.
My son freaking loves Christmas, dude. He's so done with the inflatable turkey in front of our house already. He's like, when do we put up the Christmas decorations? Like, it doesn't work like that. You got to wait for other holidays, dude. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Thanks again to Chris Weidman and for Bo Nickel
too
for
good,
stopping by
good
the show.
Guests.
They were great.
Don't do guests often.
Yeah.
They were really good.
He was Chris Weidman was great. I mean, we find out that he wants to be in he got screwed out of Happy Gilmore 2 strictly for a bad golf swing. That's a great story.
Well, more importantly,
I found out so much about him.
We have a lot in common.
You're old.
Y'all don't realize how important that alone time is when you I'd rather mess up my back doing 2 hours of pressure cleaning than sitting in the house listening to all that racket.
Agreed. At any point. So the Dolphins are getting ready for the Las Vegas Raiders. We got football tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The Eagles host the Commanders.
Ooh, that's a goodie.
And this fantasy update is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason, known for great vodka and giving back, doing good for dogs. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
So how we feeling? Are they playing in Philly?
They're playing in Philadelphia.
Okay. They're playing in Philly.
Checking on the injuries right now. If
I like
got
anytime Saquon touchdown. That's what I like.
Yeah, but that ain't going to pay much.
You just parlayed up.
I can't believe the Giants let him go to the Eagles.
There's not much in the NBA tonight, so you're going to have to parlay
you
stuff.
You know what? Is that crazy? That's just crazy, right? Can we think of another team that's done something like, well.
It usually works out for the teams, though.
It usually does, but you want to know something?
The Dolphins have one, Christian Wilkins. We don't know where it's going to end up, but.
Seal is all right. You kept Zach.
You got Zach on a deal where he might be knocking at the door at the end of the year.
But you see, you got to give them credit for that of getting a guy who's really good and getting them out of bargain.
They're going to try and pay Zach Sealer and Bass Pro Shop gift cards.
But wait, they could have did that with Christian Wilkins.
Definitely could have.
Yeah, but
last year.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like Alex Taylor's got a new best friend, and his name's Calais Campbell.
Really?
Sounds like it.
No. You know what that is? That's not a new best friend. That's respecting the elders.
Dude, yesterday Mike McDaniel was calling him the Tom Brady of defensive tackles. And I was wondering this.
Oh.
Okay? What's more impressive? Mm-mm. Okay? I'm not hating. Okay? Just so I be clear. I'm not hating. All right?
Why are you disliking?
Say that. What?
Are you disliking?
I'm the only one that has to do that.
Okay?
Because everybody thinks I'm hating on Aaron Rodgers.
I think. This is me personally. I think. What Calais Campbell's doing is more impressive than LeBron James. LeBron James, 40 years old in a couple of weeks.
Hey.
Third straight triple-double.
Listen.
Third straight triple-double. However, Calais Campbell is mauling people at the age of 38.
Hey, play with your kid. Then talk to me.
What?
Good. Yeah, Leroy.
He doesn't get to talk till Calais Jr. makes it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That talks about how long you've been playing.
Yo, fam, he's 40 years old and averaging triple doubles on these kids. There was some kid yesterday that was not a rookie.
He was a rookie.
Hold on. He was like 20 years old, okay. And I'm like, you know LeBron's old enough to be your daddy.
Okay, but very clearly LeBron James, while impressive in age, okay, he has had a physical genetic advantage on everybody. He's been bigger than everybody.
He's a giant!
But it's hand-to-hand combat!
Dude, he's...
Some of the guys he's standing up against, their head are on
No, this is ridiculous. He has to go up against 300-pounders every day. Nobody...
He's got to go against young, athletic men!
Who did he go up against yesterday?
What do you mean?
Zach Edey?
Jaren Jackson?
Oh, he wipes the floor with Jaren Jackson. Come on, dude.
You see, Tobin, I try to help you, but you got to be fair.
I am being fair. You guys are being fair.
I side with you on some of your pettiness when it's funny and it's just
I'm not being petty. It's obviously very impressive, but is one not more impressive?
This is just flat out wrong.
This is not wrong, and this is in no way, shape, or form.
Am I knocking what Calais Campbell has done?
I think this is more impressive than Tom Brady.
He is a first ballot. To me, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he's been a tremendous person on the field, mm-hmm. and maybe even a better person off the field.
But what LeBron James is doing,
in year 22
against
since July,
dude,
this is not like he hasn't been. I mean, obviously he's been dominating the last 21 seasons, but since the summer of basketball,
how many years of Calais Campbell?
18
years.
Mm-hmm.
How many playoff games has he played?
How many playoff games has Calais Campbell
played? LeBron has played enough playoff games to play like four more seasons.
All right, dude. But hold on.
I'm just telling you.
But Calais can't.
He's played more intense basketball in the playoffs.
Intense basketball?
Head up to about
against the Grizz on November?
So, time out. Did he not get a triple?
Playoffs,
hold on.
He did.
He's got three consecutive.
Props where props is due.
Three consecutive.
He has a very good resume.
Did he go to the finals 8 years in a row?
Was he not the best player in the Olympic team over the summer?
I'm not saying. Hear me out. You're getting lost in the sauce here, okay?
No, we're not.
I am not saying that LeBron has not accomplished more as an athlete. He very clearly has a better resume as a professional athlete than Calais Campbell. I'm not talking about who's the better athlete of all time. That's not what I'm talking about. My simple argument is what Calais Campbell is doing at his age is more impressive than LeBron James continuing to be the best basketball player at his age. What Calais Campbell is doing every day at his age, to me, is more impressive than LeBron continuing to be LeBron.
So, are you...
right now? I don't think it's that crazy.
Wait. So, Toby.
There's so many ways to...
Hold on. I'm going to break this down like this, Leroy. So you're impressed at what Calais Campbell is doing at 38 years old.
Yes.
Being still good.
Right. Not good. He's been elite.
Is he top 10?
He's top 10 in my world.
Oh.
I believe he leads the team in tackles for loss.
Minus one.
LeBron James, at his age, in his 22nd season,
still leading the team.
Can be, and this is no BS, is still probably one of the top six or seven players in the world.
Yeah,
in
but here's the
thing.
World.
He was the best player.
It's a little bit
in the world the summer.
It's a little semantic samurai, though. First of all, he needs Steph to save him. Second of all,
thanks, Steph, for joining the party that late.
No. Well, he did, though. He saved the party because the Serbian was about to take that party from him.
But thanks for joining the party late.
He did, though. Steph showed up when it mattered. LeBron was there versus,
everybody else.
He was there versus,
LeBron. LeBron is always there.
That's the thing. He's always there. Remember, he had a triple-double that game. He's always been there. Dude, he's been the consistent.
Look, I understand. However, he should be better at basketball than everybody else. Look at him.
Wait.
Calais Campbell.
And Calais should be better at
Campbell. He's ragdolling.
He's a giant.
He's winning combat.
He's a
in
giant.
The trenches.
He's a giant. If you're doing that on Bron, I'm doing that on Calais.
Dude,
now.
This is a sport that has taken down many a giant. Aaron Donald Calais retired Campbell, at 30.
Right now, Calais Campbell is like Debo snatching the chain off of Smoke.
That's not fair. That's not fair. Who's doing this at this age?
Debo's big.
He's almost 40, and he's the biggest menace on the football field.
Yeah, guess what?
Being one of the quickest, fastest guys on the floor at 40,
dude. Look, it is very impressive.
Be
I'm not saying he's
dunking.
Listen to me. You guys are making it sound like I'm saying what LeBron is doing is not impressive. It's obviously impressive. I just think Calais Campbell, what he's doing is more impressive. Well, it's a compare. There's very few you can compare this to.
Time out. Listen, and you see, this is I'm so upset with you right now. Now
why?
It's every show, hey, at least once a week. I understand. Leroy frustrations. Because this is now I feel like I got to take a shot at Calais Campbell when I'm not.
Okay. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, come
and
on, bro.
Hater.
And you know, and I'm not. There's no way.
Sounds like you are.
But Calais Campbell and LeBron James as athletes are not even in the same stratosphere.
I don't. Whoa.
Am I wrong, Leroy?
No, you're not.
Okay. Hold on.
So when you're saying
I didn't realize we were running a decathlon, okay? I am simply asking, at their particular jobs, what should be a more impressive thing? And there are fewer people.
LeBron, because he got 17 jobs.
Oh, okay,
that
dude.
One.
Listen, basically, Kyle Lowry could go do it. LeBron James.
Stop!
Does.
No, you
one time.
Not.
One time. He could do it. Okay. How many people could go out there and be the most menacing person on a football field in their late 30s?
And how
not,
can anybody?
Not freaking many.
How can anybody still be the best player in their sport two decades in?
Not the best.
Listen.
It's not the best.
Listen.
He's among the best.
Listen, at 40? So I go from being the best for nearly 18 years to just being one of
really
the top five?
Let me get this straight.
And I'm old?
You're more impressed.
Yes.
Hold on. Let me finish. Let me finish the statement. I'll let you have
your
say.
You know it's not. I can tell by the smirk.
I already know. He's trying to
know what I'm
going to
say. You don't know what I'm going to say.
No.
You're more impressed by LeBron James dominating Santi Aldama than Calais Campbell going and wrecking Matt Stafford's life.
Yeah, because you know why?
Why?
Because that left tackle, right tackle, is not a good tackle.
Get out of here.
Oh, wait a minute.
What do you mean he's not a good tackle?
So, wait, Santi Adams is getting knocked, but I can't rip the left and right tackles in the NFL that have been crap that every team is looking for an offensive tackle? Am I wrong?
He didn't play Ja last night.
Or am I wrong?
He didn't even play Ja last night.
Okay, then.
Ja's got their number.
Ja's injured. No, Ja doesn't have their number.
Ja's got their number.
Yo, Lakers always owned Memphis. Always owns
Ja's
Memphis.
Ja's got their number. He won the last game against them.
Did he win the series? Because I remember LeBron putting him in. Yeah, oh, no. Look.
A little banged up.
Remember they were talking all that trash, LeBron? And then LeBron, grown man.
I would like to ask. Hold on.
Grown man him?
Nobody is saying what LeBron James is doing is not impressive, but you guys are diminishing what Calais can do.
I am not diminishing.
You're diminishing it.
No, I'm not.
You're diminishing it.
No, I'm not.
Here's the deal. See, and here's where I want to chop you in the throat. Because here's what happens, Vlad. He makes these ridiculous analogies of what a player is doing or whatever. And then when you tell him he's full of it, it means that you're diminishing his guy.
Right.
I'm not diminishing
that's
him.
That's why I already know his game.
Let me explain to you what you're doing. You are comparing LeBron James to Calais Campbell, correct?
Yes. You're comparing the
old LeBron to old Calais Campbell.
Or three greatest players.
Nobody, again, but this is, see, this is why I can't have a grown-up argument with you two, because you guys are making it a resume versus resume. Nobody would argue on planet, nobody on planet Earth.
Let's go on stats this year.
Not, fine, that, he gets more games. I mean, it's not exactly apples for apples, so you got to, you know, free your mind a little bit. But
average.
I'm telling you right now.
So you're telling me that somebody who at that age playing more games is less impressive than somebody who's playing.
Oh, against the Wizards? Like, come on.
Wait.
It's barely a game.
Hold on. Calais Campbell does get 7 days of rest.
You know, Calais Campbell, you know, they
and they don't practice on Wednesday because vet day.
Come on. No, no, no. You're
so now, we're going to.
Jacksonville. You know, they play Jacksonville.
What about Jacksonville?
Jacksonville's a crappy team.
Mm-hmm.
They
still,
they
still got Maulers, though, up front.
Oh, not
300s, 300.
Now they still got Maulers.
Now you
300s, 300.
They still got 300s,
300. 300s, 300, dude.
I love corner. Yo,
I'm not cornered at all.
You get boxed in.
I'm not boxed in. Like you guys are being a couple of LeBron sheep. I'm telling you right now. Leroy, hold on. Let me get this straight. You don't think that playing that long in football is impressive? Imagine what you're doing twice as long.
Yes. It is very impressive. Nobody ever said it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't LeBron James' longevity impressive.
I don't know. I think it might be.
How about, so you're basically saying Calais Campbell, LeBron James, and Tom Brady are all in the same.
I think, well, Mike McDaniel called him the Tom Brady of defensive lineman yesterday.
Well, it's also Mike McDaniel.
Why are we all of a sudden listening to what Mike McDaniel got to say?
So hold on. So you're.
To make your point, you would listen to a whole presser of Mike McDaniel.
He said it.
And what I love about Tobin.
Every time we play any of his pressers, we go into concussion protocol.
Right, like, right. Mm-hmm. Just yesterday. Just yesterday, you were ripping the man. You were like,
yes.
And then all of a sudden,
very long-winded. But this was a good point.
But all of a sudden, when a point you have, and he kind of backs it up. Now, even Mike McDaniel. Now, all of a sudden, Mike McDaniel's the source. He's the gospel now.
So you guys don't think what Calais Campbell's doing is more impressive than Tom Brady?
No.
Then what? Wait. Hold on. No.
System quarterback.
Hold on, Leroy.
System quarterback.
Wait. Hold on. More impressive than what Tom Brady's doing right now?
No, at his old age.
Tom Brady won a Super Bowl. Calais has never
won
anything
saying
in
it, though.
His life.
He gets to touch the ball every play. Like, it's not apples to apples.
See, this is why I didn't want to rip him.
It's not apples to apples.
Wait. Which would make it more impressive
if
he's that old and touching the football on every play?
Nah, it's not more impressive. You don't have as many times to make that impact. It's not fair.
What are you talking about?
Tom Brady not working next to Sealer.
Not pulling stunts. He's not doing stunts.
What do you mean he's got five Sealers in front of him?
No, really? He's still got to throw it?
To Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, who's going to the Hall of Fame? Calais Campbell.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Plus, to play next to Brandon Peely.
Who's that?
Exactly, dude. He just got released to the Seahawks. Boxed in. Back after this.
Yeah. Feel that chain now. Yeah. Shonda Paul. So me go so then. Well, I don't really care what people.
We're back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, if you guys want to go see Tom Segura and his Come Together tour at Hard Rock Live on Thanksgiving Eve, we got your chance to win tickets. You guys can see him. Just keep on listening to our show for details on how you can win. Also, if you guys like Dave & Buster's, we have a gift card giveaway. It's back. $250 to Dave & Buster's, so you can watch football, Heat, Panthers, Canes, Hoops, and a whole lot more. If you guys want to enter that contest, go to WQAM.com/contest and check it on out. Dave & Buster's, eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood.
Twitch got me earlier.
How so?
Because I went, it ain't like Russell Crowe's in there. And then somebody said, oh, he's going to be Ghostimus because he's not with us. Oh, yeah, he was.
No, maybe we should stop talking about Gladiator. The way that we've been butchering that.
All right, yes, we have butchered. They are not brothers. They look alike, though. They almost have the same last name. But the guys that, the dude I said.
Pascal?
Yeah, Pascal, yeah. They have like
similar last names. You said he was brothers?
Siakam?
No. No. Yeah, the guy, there's two guys that's in
Pedro,
the movie.
Pedro Pascal.
Right.
He was in everything. He was in Game of Thrones. He was in Mandalorian.
Yeah, he's a good actor. And he's like in that Corona movie, Corona commercial.
Yeah.
And then the other guy is Paul Mescal. So it's him and Pedro Pascal. They are like the two lead characters. And Denzel will be playing... Macrinus.
Oh. Macrinus. Keep looking at my tree in my yard, and I keep wondering if it is an orange tree, but it's getting kind of late, so I'm wondering if it's a lime tree, which would make me have to go and get a bunch of Coronas.
Who the hell has a lime tree?
That's what I was saying, right? Like, I thought it was an orange tree. I was pretty sure it was an orange tree.
Wait, you've never seen a lime tree before?
I've never seen a lime tree.
Wait.
don't do that. Don't.
I mean, at some point, it would have started budding up, and then you would have known right away it wasn't an orange tree or a lime tree. How long have you been wondering whether it's an orange tree or a lime tree?
I've been wondering since like August when I saw the green things on it. And I'm like, oh, those are going to turn into oranges, right?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No. You thought the green was going to turn into orange?
Yeah.
No,
they don't come out orange. You guys are crazy.
Yes.
Man,
you guys are silly.
We don't know nothing about movies.
Dude, get Chris Weidman back on there. No, dude.
Agriculture.
I'm telling you right now, they go from green to orange.
He's a weed whacker expert. He ain't a...
You don't know that.
Hold on. Do oranges...
Bro, of course they do.
Start
green.
Out green.
I used to have an orange tree. And then it died. And then we had a new one we planted. And this is the first year where it's blooming. But I'm starting to think it might be a lime tree.
Some oranges.
Yeah, just take my point. Thank you. You just apologize to me.
Yeah, some oranges are green, I guess.
Yeah, I told you. So I'm just...
No, some, but the ones I'm showing are green the whole time. Oh, no, they're not.
Dave South says, wait until Leroy finds out what color bananas start as.
I know the bananas start out green because I made the mistake of.
Why did you go on a rant one time about bananas?
You're not from Florida. Here's when you know you're not from Florida. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
And I know people have come down to Florida for the first time.
Yep.
Tell me you haven't accidentally bought a plantain and thought it was a banana.
All right, guys. Here's the.
I've definitely been there. But I was under the impression most fruits start green.
No, you're right.
You live down here and you eat plantains, JP.
Here it is. Explanation. Unripe oranges are green, but they can develop a variety of colors as they ripen, including bright orange, yellow orange, or even remain entirely green. The color of an orange skin doesn't indicate its ripeness or flavor.
I mean, because usually, we used to have an orange tree, and usually by November it was go time, and I was like,
if it's not go time yet, then you're thinking it's a lime tree.
As the fruit matures on the tree, it develops chlorophyll, which is vital for photosynthesis. Why am I back in second
grade
impressive. Science class?
Very impressive.
Hey,
and
allows
the fruit for me, dog,
and allows the fruit to absorb energy from sunlight.
So. Then that's got to be a lime tree.
Cold nights causes the fruit to lose the green pigmented chlorophyll and develop their deep orange color, similar to leaves on a tree in autumn.
I'm bringing two things. I'm bringing a juicer and I'm bringing Coronas to figure out what this is today.
Remember the juice man?
Oh,
the old guy.
Do you have little balls? You don't have anything on the tree?
No. They right now look like limes, but I think they're oranges.
Wait, what? What? Oh,
I love when she does the old WWE hot tag in. Jennifer, hello, Jennifer.
That was
Jennifer
definitely a hot tag.
Like, Jennifer comes out like, say, I'm doing a show today with three idiots.
No, if anybody would know about trees, it's the Birderer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brittany?
Yeah, you got to know where to pluck your prey from.
You know where to strike.
No, they just come to me. I get lucky that way.
Look at you, Queen
So, no, wait. So, limes. So, you got to know by now, Tobin.
I would think
so. The size.
It's a tweener, you know, because they could be they could be like little tangerine clementines. You don't like the word tweener?
Tangerines, they're rounder.
Are they?
You don't know if you. Why didn't you just cut one open?
I think I'm going to today. I've just it's been
inside,
one of these.
If it's an orange, the inside would be orange, right?
Yeah, for sure. So I'll check it out today.
Did that before you brought this conversation to the show?
It was my last thought when I left my driveway today. I'm like,
you should have grabbed one then.
I should have. It's time to go to the bus stop. You know, I had to take my girl to school. You know, it was just.
Oh my goodness!
Anything to get off the Calais Campbell debate.
Yeah, you look, dude. I was so into it, bro. He walked in the room. I'm looking at LeBron's stats. I'm like, wait a minute. He's averaging 24 points, 8 rebounds, and 9 assists on 3 fewer shots.
I never said he wasn't good at basketball. Still, I'm just trying to give Calais Campbell his flowers.
We've all had our moments, Dade South. Thank you for bringing it up.
Take a break. We'll mix things up on the other side.
Price. So don't wait.
It's time to mix things up, ladies and germs. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM. Hey, Whiskey Stars and Cigars is almost here. It's presented by WQAM and Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. You guys can talk sports to the QAM staff next Wednesday, November 20th, at our new location, Tabacón Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. Enjoy a sample of Aberfeldy 12-year-old single malt scotch whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. That's next Wednesday, November 20th, at Tabacón Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2023 Dealer of the Year. Sponsored by the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. And by the injury law firm of Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call them up, 866-FAIR-FEE. Our mixed bag is very Dolphin-centric today. And we will hear from the parties at B. It will be also our little mix here of 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, which is brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So, of course, we've been discussing Softgate. Deshaun Elliott went on a podcast. He said the Dolphins were mentally soft. He said they were checked out. He loves being a Steeler so much. It's so amazing being a Steeler. And Mike McDaniel was asked about it yesterday. And here's what the head coach had to say on the comments from his former safety, Deshaun Elliott.
I think, I am supremely only concerned with the 2024 Dolphins, for sure. And I think that, every team's ability to be mentally tough in the NFL season is definitely tried. And I think, case in point, some of the stuff that we've been going through. And, I think our team played a tough-fought game the last 3 weeks and ended up finding a way to win this past week, and I think that's not the easiest thing to do, and just worried about this year's team. And it's cool you said on a podcast. Cool podcast.
Wow.
Why did you just say that from the beginning? I had to hear 48 seconds of that.
Well, he's not very official.
You know what's amazing though? Is I think so many times in life we misunderstand toughness with success. So if you succeed, you were tough.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose, you were soft. And that's not entirely true. You know what a soft team looks like. That defense all year has not played soft. The offense has run the ball really well. That's two of the signs of how tough your team is how well you play on defense and how well you run the ball on offense.
You worried at all, because they did not run it very well, and obviously they lost their right tackle. You worried at all about the run game?
I think the game plan was such that the one thing that I still think they need to do a better job of offensively is have a better game plan for the outside stuff. So that put yourself in a position where it's a counter for something else, not where it's the start point. Because when it's the start point and the defense is looking for it and they flowing for it, you always end up second and 15, whether it's the quick pass or not. And that drives me crazy. If it's a counter to the success you've had inside and you fake it inside and they're looking for it, then that's a whole different ball game. But it can't be, let's just try to get it outside, because defenses seem to be prepared for that every time. They've had no success with those outside runs, but they've had a lot more success running in between the tackles. So I would say that the combination of plays that you run and the adjustment to plays that you run, the outside has to be the end point, not the start point. And you'll have more success on first and second down, because I'm telling you, second and 15, you're asking for trouble.
Tua also was asked about the comments. He took the high road. It was Tua. Usually polite. Nice man. Here's what he had to say.
I would say every man, you know, speaks for themselves. For him, I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. I've been able to have a lot of conversations with him last year. But that's it. You know, every man has their own voice. They should be able to speak what they feel. And if that's how he feels, cool. That's how he feels.
I would like to know if, you know, what Tomlin thinks about this, too. Because, like, he's like, well, why are you even going that hard in the paint?
Tomlin's not big on the...
He doesn't like making
other... Tomlin's big on showing it on the field.
Yeah. It's like, really? We got a Dolphins anniversary? We don't even play them.
You know what that sounds like?
Hmm?
It sounds like the guy standing behind Debo after Debo knocks somebody out.
The hype man? The hype man in the champs corner?
That's what it is. He got to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's doing well. They play football a certain way, and now he's a hype guy for Pittsburgh.
You think him and Stinka just both talk about how much they hated their time with the Dolphins?
The thing that drives me crazy about Minka Fitzpatrick, he complained about how they were using him with the Dolphins. Went to the Steelers, and they used him the same damn way.
I think he was more upset that he was getting roasty-toasted against the Ravens for a terrible team.
Well, they were asking him to play, do more nickel stuff.
Yeah.
And that was out of need, which also you have to understand on the team, that sometimes when guys get hurt, you're going to be put outside your comfort zone because you're available.
You remember the first 2 weeks of that season?
Whew. Wait a minute. You have a new right tackle, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, Austin Jackson's done for the year, dude. Kendall Lamb's keeping the job.
And Max Crosby's coming to town.
He's good.
And we saw what happened last time. They were prepared last year.
Remember, they were. That was the first Hard Knocks episode.
I got one thing that you should hear for most of this game. Oh, there's another chip on Max Crosby. But you know how they combat that, right?
How?
They run games, so they'll bring the D tackle out, bring Max Crosby underneath.
Well,
so they'll start doing games like that when you start getting chipped too much.
Well, listen, I'm not. I never wish injury on anybody.
You want me to tell you a chip story? You want to tell you a chip story?
Sure do.
My job, you know, they always tell you to chip.
You had a chip LT, didn't you?
We go out there. We had this pass rusher. He was a beast. I can't even remember his name at the time. I chipped him. Got him good. He kind of rolled inside the tackle and went and got the sack. So the tackle said, "You chipped him, and I had him. I said, "All right, I'm going to let his ass go." So I didn't chip. And I turned around and looked, and the tackle was on his back like a turtle. I said, "You want me to chip?" He said, "Well, yeah, just get a little piece of him, you know, something to slow him down."
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Look, I don't think he's back, but I'm glad if they don't have to face Christian Wilkins and Max Crosby.
You and me both.
He might be out for the season, but
he's got.
You and me both.
He had a Jones fracture.
Yeah, and JT the Brick said it's season ending.
Did he? Yeah. I haven't seen anything about him coming back.
No, he's not coming back at all for this game. If he was on IR, if this would have been the week for him to come back, come out of the IR, that little the beginning of that 3 week, 21-day practice window.
He says a Jones fracture is a break in the fifth metatarsal bone of the foot. It is the long bone on the outside of the foot that connects to the pinky toe.
Ooh, that hurts too. Not as bad as breaking a big toe, but.
Sounds like what almost happened to me. Could have been Deadfoot, you know?
Minus one.
Mike McDaniel.
Even after reading the definition of Deadfoot, you still think you had that?
I know I did.
You stub your toe and you got a stinger.
I almost had a couple
of seconds, and then you walked it off, and that was it.
I had a flare up the other week, you know. And I think it almost
gout.
It wasn't gout, but it was like
what?
Something with my foot hurt.
It's gout.
It's not gout, dude.
It's gout.
That's what a flare up of your foot is, dude.
It's gout.
Is it gout?
It's gout.
What are you doing?
Isn't that only from medieval times?
No.
No.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you what. Hey, Vlad. A lot of intangibles don't get that.
What?
Gout.
Isn't King Henry the most famous gout getter?
That is an intangible. That is an intangible ailment.
Hmm.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Heat Cult says gout can happen to anyone.
It's mostly happens to the intangibles.
Hmm.
You had gout.
Of Tobin's.
I don't think I did have gout, though.
Oh, goodness.
Hmm.
Tobin got a scone fracture.
I hate scones.
I don't like hard
point
like
for
I don't like them hard tasteless cookies. Like those cookies we had that you dip in the coffee the other day, J Fig. They got no taste.
Milano cookies? I'm sorry, but he keeps barking.
He likes Milano.
Yeah, he's letting Tobin know he has gout.
He wants cookies.
He's got shout.
Yeah.
He's got shout.
Point for two.
We'll take a break. Back more for this.
I could pork you. I could.